The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Do you know something? I mean, it really does bring back to me why I used to enjoy a little bit of tennis. It's because of that music. It used to bring such joy when it came on. It was the BBC. I mean, RTE, you showed years ago as well with Wimbledon. And one of the things that always added a bit of drama were the people who were standing on the edge with laser-like activity, ready to spot and identify an issue that comes up from time to time with the line. They're gone. They've been removed by computer. And my next guest is somebody who is devastated by this because he comes fully prepared and ready at a moment's notice to jump in. Amanullah Dasandi of University College Cork. You're very welcome.
Hello.
Good to have you. Of all the many things that you have been over the years, I did not realise umpire at Wimbledon was one of them.
It was actually when I was a PhD student and I was trying to kind of get some money for my fees. And my tennis coach, I used to play social tennis, my tennis coach said, "Aman, off you go to Edinburgh." And they were having, you know, trials. And to be honest with you, I wasn't very good, but I had a really loud voice. And so, yes,
that was actually what this
seasoned chair umpire said to me. He said, "You know what, you're not very good, but we'll train you." And so it took 2 years and I had enough training to then go and officiate at Wimbledon 2008-2009.
So you were within the actual bounds and you were there and you were, and like, what is the job? What do you have to do?
So basically, you're doing line. I mean, in the past, we used to be called line judges. You know, so if you look at the history of tennis, you know, at the very beginning, it was just volunteers. But as tennis kind of grew, then you had the ATP and the WTA. You started getting people who were more had to be professional in the job. You know, precision was very important.
So you couldn't be half paying attention.
No, because you're off the court, to be honest. You know, so 2 years I had to do local tournaments. I then went and sat what I would call a tennis law exam. And I also had to, you know, I preferred lines, to be honest with you. It was just easier. The chair umpire is in charge of everything.
Yeah, he's kind of the boss.
They are. So they're the boss. So lines were easy for me. But I got to the stage where they said, you know, you really have to do the full thing. So the first year I sat the full exam, I failed. And then the second year I passed. But I still never enjoyed chair umpiring. I really enjoyed doing the lines. But the atmosphere of Wimbledon was just unbelievable.
So, and again, going back to calling lines, if memory serves, and the BBC had graphics in later years that kind of gave an element of poshness, but were you the person who would literally go out?
Yes.
Indulge me. Please, on the count of three. One, two, three.
Out!
Oh, that's quite loud.
Yeah, so you have to, I mean, I kind of controlled myself a little bit there, but I used to actually enjoy the fault. The fault was more interesting. I found that kind of worked more for, you know, the range of my voice, because the fault is shouted on the first serve.
Yeah.
And what you really have to do, what we're trained to do, is you have to stop play with your voice, right? So you've got to just, everything has to be halted, because if play continues and you haven't stopped, if you're not loud enough, you know, it can create a chaos. So your voice has to be loud enough to stop play. So that was basically what you had to do. And now, you know, we've got all technological now.
We're going to get to the misery of artificial intelligence in a bit. I'm conscious that you have brought something that you are not allowed to wear.
I'm not allowed to
but
wear,
you're allowed to show me.
I am.
What is this?
So basically, I have brought my blazer that I wore for 2 years, and I've also brought the official...
That looks very official. I'm going to describe it to this. It's a Wimbledon jacket with a Wimbledon tie.
Yeah, that's it. It's got my cat hair all over it.
That's a cat. Well, obviously the cat has been allowed to wear it by the look of it.
Yeah, and you know, we got, it was tailored. It's Ralph Lauren, and we were tailored for this. So we had caps, and we had all sorts of goodies. They really do look after you at Wimbledon for all of this.
I feel the quality of that.
Yeah, it's very good. Actually, you know what? I think I've slimmed down because it doesn't quite fit me anymore. But
it wasn't a mix-up at the umpire's room on your last day, was it?
It's really quite interesting, and I think it's something that I will cherish for a very long time, especially now that the line judges have gone.
So the reason we have you in to talk about this was obviously to talk through your career calling out and service or whatever you had to do at fault. They're getting rid of it. It's all going to be done by AI in the future. So you have, possibly not for the first time in your life, become redundant.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. I mean, look, for me, it was a hobby. For me, it was just an additional. But there are, it has taken away, for some people, a career choice. Because they were professional umpires who would do this professionally. Now, there's two sides to this. So one is there's more precision because, the technology is telling you and it can do it much better. But it's also taking away the human touch to it. And come on, there was a little bit of entertainment when you had the line judge calling.
You would have had that. I mean, did you ever? I mean, you don't have to name names, but please do. Did you ever have an interaction with one of the world's big stars?
I did, with many of them actually. But we were trained. We were not to react. We were to show absolutely no emotion. It's very difficult for me because I'm not very good. I'm a very emotional person. And so for me, standing there whilst they're whacking their rackets and saying, no, that was in and that was out. And you've got to, you're trained not to interact with these stars.
Did anyone ever kind of get up in your motion?
There was one, actually. There was a Dutch player who smashed a racket very close to me. And that was a little bit. I did, and I think I was taken off court just to support me for that. But by and large, you have to also remember the intensity of a singles match. These players who are playing singles tennis, they're living in their head, and they have to be in their head. And so anything, any kind of interaction, actually helps them emotionally at a certain level. And I think line umpires were very important.
It's also a very risky job, and what I mean by that is if you have a tennis ball coming at you at incredible speed, the opportunity to move out of its way is reduced.
Well, I have to tell you, when I did the initial, when you're doing the service line, which is right in the middle, I have to say at times my reflexes weren't as good, and so it did actually go. We will not go into graphic detail
for your listeners. There are lovely videos. I haven't found one of you, but if you go and look for line judges getting hit by a tennis ball, there's a lot of videos.
There are, and again, we're not to react, so you've got to basically die and say, oh, that was out or that was in and that was it, and you've just got to go
in a slightly higher voice.
But I'm blessed with a very high pitched voice, so I was doing this quite well. And actually, to be honest with you, when in 2009, that was when I moved to the States for my first academic job, and had I come back in 2010, I would have been really at the top tier of umpiring. I would have done more centre court matches, but I kind of gave it up. You've got to keep up the local tournaments, and then you get selected for Wimbledon. And I just didn't.
It's like being a rugby referee or a soccer referee, isn't it? Yeah. You have to do the commoner garden stuff to get through. Yeah. Do you enjoy watching tennis now? Because obviously you have a lot of knowledge. Does it impede your enjoyment of the sport?
I kind of dip in and out of it. I watched a bit of it this morning, and the commentators were actually saying, "Oh gosh, I expected a human line judge to say something, but we're not getting that." So what happens now
if a ball is out?
You hear it. There's an automatic. No, there's still the fault, and the out is still being said. But
Could you have been hired to call fault and get your voice recorded? Order for perpetuity.
Well, that would be quite interesting. I'm sure they would want my dulcet tones of a Glaswegian accent for that. But we'll have to tell. But it's all about precision. It's all about perfection. And Wimbledon is the place for strawberries and cream and all the rest of it. And it's a law in itself. You walk onto the grounds, the hallowed grounds of SW19, and you see a very different atmosphere. You see the pomp and the glory and people with their fancy hats and the royalty. Who are we going to bump into the royalty? But it's fantastic. For me, I used to have this great aversion about going to England from Glasgow, and it really broke all that down in some interesting way. And with a ball, but it was fantastic.
It's the jacket. It's the jacket of power.
Come on, I've made it. I'm now in that class.
I've got to have to take a photograph of the jacket that we can share on social media later on. Amanda Sunday, former umpire at Wimbledon. Thank you so much for joining us on The Hard Shoulder. Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.